Exclusive Representative Tom Emmer, Republicans can flip any seat Biden won by 12 points. By Sean Moran on July 12, 2022. Representative Tom Emmer, RNC, the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Tuesday that Republicans can flip any seat President Joe Biden won by 12 points or less. As President Joe Biden's approval rating continues to crater to an all-time personal low, Emmer believes that more seats continued to open for Republicans to take over during the 2022 congressional midterm elections. The NRCC chairman noted that the Cook Political Report and the University of Virginia Center for Politics shifted their ratings in favor of Republicans across several races. Emmer explained that most presidents lose dozens of seats during their first midterm election. However, he said that with Biden's historically bad polling figures, Republicans remain poised to take up to 37 seats. Historically, the president's party typically loses 27 seats in the midterms. When the president's approval rating actually goes below 50%, and Joe Biden's, depending on what you're looking at, his approval is down in the low to mid-30s. When it's below 50%, that number jumps on average up to 37 seats, Emmer said, noting that Republicans only have to win a net 4 seats to gain the majority. Emmer's contention appears to be confirmed by Cook House editor David Wasserman, who said that Republicans would likely gain between 20 and 35 seats during November's elections. A generic Republican candidate outperformed a generic Democrat by 8 points, according to a Rasmussen Reports poll released last Friday. Many safe Democrats who have been in office for decades now even appear to be vulnerable. Emmer told Representative Sanford Bishop, DGA, who represents Georgia's 2nd Congressional District, a district he has held for 29 years, to either retire or lose. As Politico noted, Democrats were already defending 30 districts, and now Republicans have moved to contest roughly a dozen more seats across deep blue America. Emmer emphasized that some of the House Majority PAC and Democratic Congressional Campaign Committees, DCCC, most offensive investments are in Nevada. Of the three Democrats up for re-election in the House, all three are up for play, Emmer said. Emmer said that Republicans' projected victory in November would translate to a robust legislative agenda that would aid the average American and rein in the Biden administration. The Minnesota conservative noted that the future Speaker and current House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, continues to work on the Commitment to America agenda that would address many of the crises unfolding under Biden. Emmer said that the Biden policies are punching every middle-class American right in the gut, and he said that the Republican agenda would alleviate many of these problems. Emmer said the Commitment to America will address many of these crises, including whether it's rising prices in the grocery store at the gas pump, whether when they're worried about safety on their own streets, in their community, in these big cities that are run by Democrats, these failed cities. McCarthy explained in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle that the Commitment to America would address many issues such as inflation, crime, supply chains, and more. The Minnesota Republican emphasized that Republicans would have subpoena power and can hold the Biden administration accountable, such as Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, Chairman Gary Gensler and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, Director Rohit Chopra. These people think they're above the law, above Congress's supervision, and they're not. You'll also probably see some of the truth start to come out about Hunter Biden, Emmer said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.